Let's do it. It's Hank FM.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell, because here's the good news. And a Thursday installment. That's what we're doing here of Not Necessarily the News, where, well, there ain't nothing to it but to do it.
Not necessarily the news.
We welcome our worldwide audience tuning in from around the globe, literally, on our Hank Facebook Live. See your local listings for where you can find us. So, all right, Taylor Swift, but they set a Guinness World Record, too. As Guinness, by the way, the World Record Book celebrated their 70th birthday this week.
Aww.
Yeah, yeah. Taylor Swift set a Guinness World Record when she went on the Travis Kelce podcast when it aired on YouTube back on the 13th. 1.3 million people simultaneously tuned in to it.
Oh,
so that sent a Guinness World Record. Now, the Instagram, she broke that. Literally, Instagram had a brief outage after she posted the engagement pictures. But fans are criticizing Travis Kelce.
Oh, why?
Because he, yesterday, on the heat of all of this, launched a new clothing collection with American Eagle. Who's having themselves a couple of months, too. Just a day after announcing the whole engagement thing. So, a lot of people are saying this was a marketing stunt.
No.
The planning. Straight up with that.
Got to make hay while the sun shines.
I don't believe that. Because I, too, have been accused of it just being a marketing stunt for my new American Eagle jorts line that will be coming out soon. Yeah.
Yes, no, your jorts.
Yeah, that's the same reason I announced.
So there's a lot you can do when you're dating a man almost 50 years your senior, KB. But the first, besides finding a good cardiologist, well, next up, talk to your friendly neighborhood patent attorney. Word is Jordan Hudson wants to cash in on her relationship with Bill Belichick by trademarking a few of his key monikers, like Bellistrator. I learned that in my new job as sports director.
Yeah.
Trail of Salty Tears, No Days Off, and You Knew It Was Coming, Gold Digger. She wants to trademark this, makes it into a line of jewelry, keychains, all with Gold Digger emblazoned upon them. Mm.
You know, for a guy that was so brilliant coaching on the field there, his running game is stalled lately because he needs to get the heck out of there. Go.
Very concerned.
Run, Belichick. So, K-pop Demon Hunters, which is, you know, my favorite thing ever.
Well, yeah.
They're on the Netflix.
Everybody's doing it.
Bonafide mega super hit for Netflix. This week became the most watched movie ever on Netflix. 236 million views.
Wow.
Making Billboard history for simultaneous top 10 songs in the top 10. Nothing's ever done that. So Sony Pictures Animation's the one that made it.
Mm-hmm.
And they made it actually quite a while ago. But they delayed it all because of the pandemic. And during the pandemic, Sony and movies were having financial problems.
Yeah.
So Sony sold most of the rights to the music, to the film, to everything straight to Netflix. Sony will bank about $20 million because of this pandemic deal they struck.
What? So Netflix is making a lot of money. Does that mean my bill is going to go down?
Yes, that does. It does mean probably there's another CEO that may get fired.
Oh.
And not just the Cracker Barrel one. Yeah.
Or even at a Coldplay concert.
Golly. Mm.
You know, working your way up the food chain is not easy. It involves long hours, blood, sweat, tears, and maybe an infomercial or two. Eric Church, very excited that he no longer has to work the overnight shift like in the good old days. Turns out the chief used to work from midnight to 7 or 8 a.m. when he first got to Nashville, answering phones that decided they needed some new cutlery in the wee hours of the morning. As you can imagine, this was not always a good thing.
However, what I had to do with the job, I sold knives from midnight to like 7 or 8 a.m. And anytime somebody calls you at 3 a.m. and needs 200 knives for $19.95, it's automatically an alarming situation.
Yeah, it's a red flag from the word go. Other, yeah. And don't date Jordan Hudson.
People keep weird hours. You never know out there. All right, so you're a big chocolatier. You love chocolate. That's your love language. And a researcher at the University of Bristol has created a song, they say, that supposedly, scientifically, makes chocolate taste even better when listening to it. This is it. It's called Sweetest Melody.
Oh, boy.
And you can find it just about anywhere. Sweetest Melody is what it's called.
We don't have any chocolate in the studio.
So she reviewed 60 years of scientific research. And it has to do with the effect that this has on pitch, tempo, harmony, all of it feeding into flavor. And they say it lasts roughly 64 seconds, the amount of time a piece of chocolate would melt in your mouth.
Mm. Does a chocolate kind bar count? Because I may have to do some research.
Okay. Yeah, I think you could try it right there. If things go bad on the show today, we'll just start playing this piece of music right here.
Amen.
Yeah, right there with the Willet float tank.
Oh, are we doing something now? Okay, yeah, all right.
There's more show.
Yeah, all right, okay.
Some say we just started.
So, you know, just when you're questioning the meaning of life, I mean, all the good stores are gone, girls. Joann Fabrics, Big Lots, Tuesday mornings, don't even get me started. Well, here comes another one of our old favorites, KB. And I'm talking about you, college days. Bed, Bath, and Beyond.
Can't keep it down.
They're set to open 300 stores across the country with a revamped look, more home decor, and so much inspo. And I love this. You can even use your old coupons. Because remember,
there you go.
I don't have to tell you this. You can stack those coupons. And not only that, it's a great place to register for a wedding.
There you go.
Just in case.
Back from the Beyond Bed Bath. Hate to, on a week full of love, hate to burst everybody's bubble, but Love Island USA winners Amaya and Brian have already split up.
No.
They have split up. They're no longer. I apologize to America. And it turns out maybe they didn't split up and they were never a thing in actuality to begin with.
Oh, no.
The relationship that was never really confirmed, but boy, certainly insinuated between Liam Neeson and Pam Anderson while they were doing all the press for the reboot of the Naked Gun movie. It was allegedly fake the whole time.
Whoa,
that
no.
They weren't actually in, or it was just there to maybe classic Hollywood PR employed there.
So they were acting
as Liam Neeson and Pam Anderson. Probably weren't a thing. Yeah, it turns out Pam Anderson can act.
That's
the best country is real country.